Four Czech neo-Nazis on Wednesday received prison terms of 22 and 20 years for attempted murder after a petrol bomb attack on a Romani family's home that shocked many people. The unusual length of the sentences has provoked some debate in the Czech Republic. The country's president says he's surprised the punishment is so severe, while others have welcomed the verdict. Ian Willoughby reports.
Handing down the verdict on Wednesday, Judge Miloslav Studnička said the defendants had set out to kill in what was a premeditated attack. He compared their actions to what the Nazis did on Kristallnacht in 1938. The four young men petrol bombed the Romani family's home on the night of April 18th last year, intending to honour the anniversary of the birth of Hitler 2 days later. The house was gutted, and the family's youngest daughter was so badly burned, doctors said it was a miracle she survived. All four neo-Nazis were given what are known under Czech law as extraordinary sentences. Three of them received terms of 22 years behind bars, while the fourth got a 20-year term. They were also fined a total of 17 million crowns, or nearly $1 million. Soon after the rulings were read out in court, a debate began as to whether such long sentences were appropriate, a debate greatly stoked by the participation of the Czech president Václav Klaus. The sentences seem to me to be unexpectedly high, said Mr. Klaus. I'm only wondering, he continued, if this is really the most just way to prevent similar things happening again in the future. By contrast, the Czech Prime Minister said he was satisfied with the outcome of the closely watched trial. The verdict is completely appropriate, said Petr Nečas. I regard the sentence as the minimum. Mr. Nečas's advisor, Roman Jach, went some way further, saying such crimes ought to carry the death penalty. Such widely differing views were reflected on Czech internet forums, with some hailing the tough jail terms and others saying they were too severe. Miroslav Mareš of Masaryk University in Brno is one of the Czech Republic's leading experts on far-right extremism. He gave his reaction to the verdict.
It is something uncommon in the previous praxis of the Czech justice. On the other hand, it is according to the Czech law, which have the possibility to give such harsh sentences for paper traitors of racial crime or crimes against children.
Mr. Mareš said the outcome of the trial could deter some and galvanize others on the far right in the Czech Republic.
For a part of the neo-Nazi scene, it is something as a threat for the future. On the other hand, we can read on some neo-Nazi discussions in the internet that for some of neo-Nazi, it's only challenge for harder and more conspirative fight against the system and against their racial enemies.
In the meantime, the question of whether jail terms of 22 and 20 years are adequate is unlikely to disappear. All four of those convicted on Wednesday have appealed.
Ian Willoughby, thanks for that report. After an 8-day...